Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast, and for those of you that who want to start your own podcast, Anchor is the perfect app. Anchor will help you establish yourself. They will show you out to many platforms like Spotify and many much more. So give Anchor a chance. Download it, you won't be disappointed. Great, thank you. Now, on to my discussion today, which is going to be what is happening to the Republican Party. And I can tell you what's happening to the Republican Party. They have gone, let me say, way far down a rabbit hole, if you know what I mean. And they are turning into complete fascists. And why are they doing this? I mean, control. They want to ban math books. Ron DeSantis in Florida. Here in Tennessee, they want to make homelessness a crime. They want to legalize child marriages and stuff. And the Republican Party has been going downhill since, I think, Newt Gingrich. But they have been. When Obama took office, they got worse. Then when Trump took office, it's like they got down. They just gone away completely. If they continue to Republicans continue to elect these Trumpicans, what I call them, the Trump supporter Republicans, they won't last as a party much longer. If the Republican Party continues to embrace Trump, defend him, just like they defend Trump over country, you won't see them around much longer. In 2024, they have already voted the Republican Party not to participate in any debates and stuff. And because they're afraid of fact checking, because they know they're wrong. If that happens, they are handing the Democrats election. Because the Democrats, they could, okay, if you're not going to debate, we can invite the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, have them come up and debate, have an act, and that would be an actual conversation about policies that Americans want, instead of being Republicans like Trump. When Trump, especially, it was just about just no policies, hardly. Just you know, crazy loony stuff like Antifa and stuff like that. Just, you know, so that and then if they do that, just say that we invite a Green Party guy, Democrat candidate and a Green Party candidate, debate him. And you could think about, you could think about what issues we brought up, actual issues and stuff. The Green Party are actually for stuff like single health care. But Democrats are for health care. I mean, it will go into a great debate and stuff. And who would, then, if that's the case, what would y'all conservative Republicans see here? Who would y'all vote for then? Because, you know, the Republicans would go on Fox News, QAnon, ONN to complain and lie and stuff. The people's not going to want to hear that. They want to hear actual debates and stuff. And so, if the Democrats are smart, if y'all listen to me, take my heed, invite a Libertarian candidate. But if it's a Libertarian, most conservatives will probably go towards a Libertarian. Democrats that really have conservative beliefs, you know, but no, to them they'll think, well, they think that they are closer to conservatives. I kind of think they're not, because Libertarians more like for just basic freedoms, like no taxation, and that they are for gay marriage, not just individual rights, that's what they're for. But anyway, I mean, it's really scary. If we, okay, to all my fellow Democrats, the different voters, if we let the Republicans take this election, what's going to happen to this country? If we have always, what's going to happen? I tell you what's going to happen. They're going to try everything in their power to impeach Biden over little small stuff. It's not going to go through because they ain't got nothing on him, just lies and stuff. So they'll be doing that the whole time. They'll be busy. Turning down voting against every legislation that the American people want. I mean, God knows they'll probably try to vote out the infrastructure. It's nothing will get done. So that's what's important. And so this is all I have to say on this issue. Thanks for watching. You know, let's vote blue this November.
And to continue on what's wrong with the Republican Party, this is an add-on episode. These days, everything is wrong with them. And to all the Republican voters who continuously vote for them, let's think about what are you voting for? You're voting for, basically you're hurting your own self. Just because you choose to vote you choose to vote mostly because of these fake cultural issues or cultural issues the Republican Party lies about, like the fake border crisis. Saying open borders, saying the brown people's coming over or the illegals are coming over to hurt you, harm you. That they put fear in that, or saying that Democrats are coming for your guns. They've been saying that for how many years now? In no way as Democrats want your guns. All Democrats want is gun reform that will keep guns out of the people who don't need them and stuff, who will do you harm. And take these automatic guns that should be used in the army and stuff. That's AR-15. Those sole purpose is to shoot humans, not to hunt. And if you hunt a deer or eat game with some of these automatic semi-automatics or AR-15s, there'll be nothing left of the deal to shoot humans. And those hands falls in the wrong hands and stuff, and walking around with those, literally, they would like to walk around in public with those guns thinking that they're gonna, people's gonna, they will deter for crime. If you saw somebody with an AR-15 strapped to the back, the first thing you would do, I know I would do, I would run the other way, because I'd be thinking, well, this could be a shooting and stuff. The Brady Bill, which needs to be which needs to be brought back up and implemented. Because while that was law, Bill Clinton made it in law, there was hardly no mass shootings until Bush let it run out. It does work. Common sense gun, because owning a firearm is not a toy. Those things can do serious damage, kills people. And people with mental conditions who wants to do people harm, they want to get hold of them. Stuff. So, if you have a permit, take a background check, then yes, you can own one. And to protect your family too, that's home. And stuff. Because the Second Amendment it's way overlooked. It's misinterpreted. But that's another subject for another day and stuff. I would recommend watching a podcast. I think it was named Moment. But anyway, back to subject. And which you think the Republicans will get your guns if they ever got complete power? Don't think for a moment that they would make it well, take all voting rights away. Will they appoint other Republicans? And don't you think they'll confiscate your guns because they'll be afraid of an uproar? But back to other subjects, if Republicans got power, what are they going to do for the next 2 years? They're not going to fix nothing. They don't have no plan. They don't have no policies. Go read the Republicans' policies. There's no plans of implementing policies of their own that would make things better. Now, if they did, the Democrats would go on with them, you know. But the Republican Party, because they know they can lie to voters. They thrive on fear. I mean, even though they know the politicians. They know it's not true what they're saying, but they know they say it because the fucking Republican voters don't believe anything. They don't do no research. I mean, that's what they go on and stuff. Like the Democrats are not the perfect party, but they're a party. But they are who's trying to work for American people, who's trying and stuff. I mean, someday if the GOP keeps going, they're gonna be a DOA party. Maybe we can elect the Green Party coming. Who is more to the left of the Democrat Party? The Green Party and the Democrat Party are two main parties. Now, that would be two parties who would have serious debates on real issues. I mean, but Republican voters, look at your heart. What are the Republicans really trying to do? Are they going to fix anything? Things are going to not be the same. Things not going to change. They're going to do this for 2 more years. So they could blame Biden. Stuff. We elect probably a more dangerous than Donald Trump. That's what they're going to do. Stuff. So, I mean, look at Democrats' policies. Go look at each individual Democrat. Look at their policies, what they implement. Listen to them. You would see, hey, he makes sense. He's a Christian too. They're not like these Republicans, what they say they are. I mean, common sense. That stuff. They're not going to ban, take no churches away. They're not going to do nothing like that. And stuff. They're not going to do nothing like that. Cause, so, if you could see that, then you would vote for them. To just see what I mean. I mean, get off of Fox News. Get off of Tucker. Get off of OAN. Get off of Newsmax. Cause right wing shows. Knowing what they are saying to you, then look at reality. Look at actual voter smart. Each the part, each candidates, each congressperson's policy, how they vote. I mean, or drive to the any border state like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and try to see an open border. I guarantee you won't find an open border. You won't be as bad. It's not gonna be chaotic as the Republicans try to make it out to be. Research. If Republicans will start doing that, then what's the right wing shows are gonna do? Well, they're gonna. Well, we can't. They're smart enough and stuff. That's all. Vote Democrat. Vote blue this time. And the people who says I like progressives. Wait, or if you talk to the left, you said no, don't vote blue. Nobody who the Democrat. Well, yes. Now's not the time to vote for Green Party candidates because there's nothing about it and stuff. Doing that would ensure that Republicans get it. We can't afford that. So let's please, this all get out and vote blue.